She Dances in the Shower by Lost in Mountains. Some people are comfortable in crowds of strangers. Others are more suited for curling up next to the garden view window with the latest author. But Camille comes alive when she gets in that big shower with the overhead rainhead. Dane likes to watch her as she begins her day. She's in front of the mirror, the weight of the day ahead pulling on her shoulders. Clouds of thought invade her formerly clear mind. Dane sees Camille roll her head and her shoulders backwards. She seems to absorb some unseen power from standing there in all her glory. She lifts the t-shirt she borrowed from him the night before over her head, then drops it on the floor. Dane is constantly amazed at her natural beauty. Her round breast and her well-formed nipples jut forward. They dare to be touched. Dane knows that the coming warm water will have those lovely nipples puffed out ever so slightly. Will her soapy hands arouse her even more? The shower calls. It is her last opportunity to experience another environment, another world, the place where she can physically and mentally put the cares of the coming day to the side. The warm, sensual rain will surround her head and caress her face. It will love her, attending to each and every curve and crevice of her body. He continues to watch the dimples in Camille's ass cheek as she heads into the shower. He catches a glimpse from behind of the mound between her legs. As she leans in to check the water temperature, there is something magical about the line created at the junction of her beautiful ass and muscular legs. Maybe because it is the path to the warmest, wettest, tightest place he knows on earth. Maybe it draws him in the way the shower draws her. He dismisses the thought the shower couldn't be that good, he thinks. She pops open the shower gel. The sound of it being squirted onto her sponge awakens his sleeping thickness. He knows she will be rubbing her body, all of her body, in the minutes to come. The shower stereo comes on and the singing begins as her mind wanders off, her hands begin a ritual. This is when she takes on the classics that they only seem to listen to during this time of the day. This morning, it looks like she has it on the Rat Pack channel. Frank Sinatra's Fly Me to the Moon, da 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 da. Da 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 doesn't get much sexier than when she sings it out loud. Lovely, don't you ever change. Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. The lyrics seem a bit ironic. He was thinking that last night when he was following her to the table at the restaurant. The songs continue and he rolls to his side to watch her. Dean Martin's Sway begins to play. Dane has to sit up to get a better look at Camille's movements through the glass. She's doing the samba as she sings. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Make me feel as only you know how. Sway me, soothe, sway me now. Feeling his eyes on her ass, she turns to face him. With a sly smile, she squeezes her breasts together with her arms while she pulls both hands inside her thighs. Turning back around, she continues her singing and dances the short samba steps. Her ass cheeks move up and down, then to highlight her tease, she leans toward the wall and reaches through her legs pulls her hand slowly across her closely cropped pussy. Whether for effect or for her own benefit, she repeated it again. This time her fingers separated her lips. She pulled them back and forth with a short flurry of finger rolling around her little button. Then her hand moved back in front of her. Like a moth to a flame, Dane knew it was time for him to get a little closer. No, a lot closer. As he walked across the floor, Camille leaned back against the back wall of that large glass shower. Her feet were spread just enough for the water falling from above to roll over the top of her abdomen. It created rivulets as it worked its way around over her now swollen lips. It was intoxicating. That sort of image plays over and over in his head when he is at work or driving down the highway. The images of her smiling at him seductively while singing, swaying her ass back and forth and touching herself. They always seem to pop up in a way that makes his mind wander from whatever else he might be doing. Like last week, he had passed two exits in a row while driving, all because he was thinking about that morning's escapade. He had woken up to her rubbing herself and looking at him with want in her eyes. Couldn't pass up an opportunity like that. He rolled between her thighs as he looked up. He watched her squeeze her breast and pull on her nipples. Gazing at her, he slowly licked her slit up and down and teasingly sucked her clit until she came. This morning was going to be just as great. Dane stood at the glass door, slowly nodding his head up and down, making her continue her soapy finger work. He took off his t-shirt and stood watching for a second as she took long strokes around the outer lips of her pussy. He pulled the band of his boxers over his growing stiffness. In response, she began rubbing two fingers around the protruding bump at the top of her pinkness. He continued to watch. She moved her hand in small, rough circles. He could see her mound swelling, her lips opening like an erotic flower. She began rolling her hips back and forth. Occasionally, she made long sweeps from the top of her almost hairless crease to the sensitive spot between the end of her crease and her ass. Every few strokes, she would press a finger, then two, into her hole. Now Dane was aching as well, wanting nothing more than to step inside the shower. He wanted to lift her up, push her back against the wall, and bounce her up and down on his throbbing cock. But instead, he waited and he watched. He saw the hunger in her eyes as she rolled her clit between her fingers. She squeezed it as she pushed and pulled a finger along either side. He began slowly stroking from the very tip of his glands to the base of his cock in front of the glass. He directed Camille to turn around and press her ass to the glass so that he could see her up close. She turned and pressed her wet lips against the glass. She continued to diddle her clit, forcing her ass to move up and down against the glass. Then she began pressing harder, highlighting her asshole and the inner lips of her pussy. She turned her head back to the left to look at his reaction. He was pressing his engorged cock against the glass to the left of her ass, giving her something to look at as well. He mouthed to her to put her fingers inside, and she complied, sinking too deep into her wetness. She kept her eyes on him, standing naked on the other side of the glass. Then he motioned for Camille to put one finger in her ass. She put a few fingers of her right hand in her mouth and then reached behind her. Easily, she inserted the first knuckle of her middle finger into her soapy asshole. All the while, her fingers pumping in and out of her slippery slit, her eyes and her mouth opened wider as if she were being careful not to mess something precarious up. Dane knew that face. It was the warm-up to a body-shaking orgasm. He walked around the entrance of the shower, offering his cock for her to suck on. She continued madly rubbing herself and fingering her ass. The thought of having so many holes filled was intimidating at first. But then she realized the slow, rhythmic pumping of his meat into her mouth was helping drive her fingers deeper into her slit and her ass. The pumping became faster as Camille's mouth began sucking harder. That was the signal she was about to come pretty hard herself. As the waves of orgasm overtook her, Camille's knees folded to the ground. Her hands reached instinctively under the testicles in front of her and around the shaft, going in and out of her mouth. She pulled on his balls and squeezed and stroked the shaft for a few short minutes. As he pulled the length out, it erupted across her chest. She smiled and leaned into him to keep her balance. They both stood in the shower to rinse off. As he stood behind her, he soaped her neck and back, down between the firm cheeks of her ass. She reached around to soap his half-hard member, and he reached around in front to wash the cum off her breast. Nature took over, and he began to rise again. Camille, still tingling from before, knew she could possibly come again. It would take a real pounding, though. She leaned forward, moved her legs apart, and pulled his shaft into her from behind. One or two slow strokes was all it took. Camille was now getting pounded from behind. The sound of balls slapping her ass filled the air. All either could think about was planting that fuck stick as deep as possible again and again. Her hands planted shoulder high on the wall to give her leverage, and his hands gripped her hips. She thrust backward. He plowed forward again and again and again. The sound of his wet cock forcing its way into her tight hole, and the sound of her tight walls holding him as he pulled out made each stroke hotter. Speeding up more and more, Camille began to slow, rolling moan. It was interrupted only by whispers of, "Fuck me. Yes, please, fuck me hard." Dane gripped Camille's hips tighter, pulling her cheeks apart. "Take it deep, baby. Fuck that cock," he yelled. The intensity increased from the swelling of Dane inside Camille's tightening grip. Dane could see her swollen nipples extended well off her bouncing breast. But he wanted to see her face. He turned Camille to face him, lifted her up above his waist, and leaned her against the wall. Once again, he drove deep, bouncing her up and down on his rod. He pressed his hips into hers so that her lips and clit would rub against his abdomen as she went up and down. Camille looked down to see her pussy being repeatedly impaled upon his hardness. Her face changed from maddened intensity as she was being fucked hard and fast, to realizing she was headed over the cliff into another body-quenching orgasm. Her mouth opened, her eyebrows lifted, and her arms grabbed Dane's shoulder as she came. The crescendo left Dane spilling himself in rolling waves deep into Camille as she collapsed in his arms.